AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kyle Rittenhouse no longer faces a charge of possession of a dangerous weapon by a person under 18. The judge in Rittenhouse's murder trial in Wisconsin threw out the misdemeanor. It also appeared to be among the likeliest of charges for prosecutors to get a conviction. Rittenhouse is charged with killing two men during violent protests last year in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Judge Bruce Schroeder has been instructing the jury.
The burden is on the state to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant did not act lawfully in self-defense. And you must be satisfied beyond a reasonable doubt from all of the evidence in this case that the risk was unreasonable.
Rittenhouse is now 18. He faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison if convicted of the most serious charge against him, first-degree intentional homicide. Reverend Jesse Jackson joined Ahmaud Arbery's parents in the trial in Georgia of three white men charged with murdering their son, a black man. A defense attorney tried unsuccessfully to have Jackson removed from the courtroom.
And we're asking the court, and again, with all respect to the Honorable Reverend Jesse Jackson, that he be observing these proceedings from the jury assembly room where they are being streamed live, rather than sitting here in the courtroom where he can visually interact with the jurors in this case.
That same defense lawyer, Kevin Gow, complained last week when Reverend Al Sharpton joined Arbery's mother and father in court. Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon surrendered to federal authorities to face contempt charges after defying a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January Capitol riot. Bannon is expected to appear in court later in Washington. The UK government has increased the terror level to severe, meaning an attack is highly likely. The decision follows a taxi explosion in Liverpool that killed a man. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is warning of a blizzard of new coronavirus infections coming to the UK from continental Europe. This is AP News. The Trump Organization is selling its hotel near the White House.
It's been a big money loser for the Trump family. Now the Trump Organization will sell the rights to the glitzy 263-room Trump International Hotel to a Miami investment group for $375 million. CGI Merchant Group plans to rebrand it as a Waldorf Astoria. That's according to the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times. Ethics experts urged President Trump to sell the hotel before he took office, but he refused. The hotel soon became a magnet for the powerful and power-seeking. I'm Rita Foley.
Relentless rain has caused mud and rock slides in several locations in the southern part of the Pacific Coast Canadian province of British Columbia, displacing some residents and prompting highway closures. Flooding cut off access to Highway 11 to a border crossing into the U.S. It may reopen later today. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.